go home. Your man is ill. Is he ill? Well, give him a pill. Oh, my dear friends, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Woman, go home. Your man, he is worse. Is he worse? Well, I'm not a nurse. Oh, my dear friends, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Woman, go home. Your man, he is dead. Is he dead? There's no more to be said. Oh, my dear friends, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Woman, go home. His will is to be read. Well, now that he's dead, the Lord rest his head. Oh, no, my dear friends, this is no time to dance. I must go home to my poor old man. I must go home to my poor old man.
It is an honor to have here a singer with a tremendous repertory of songs. She has sung many times on the National Folk Festival panel. Her name is Esther Davis Beadnell, and she now belongs to us. She lives in Orange Park. What are you going to sing? Will you help her forward, please?
Hull's Victory.
Oh, good. She's going to sing Hull's Victory for us.
Thank you so much. I was going to sing this song accompanied by the three-string dulcimer, or as the people down in the West Virginia hills call it, the dulcimer. And it's not played with hammers like the old Hungarian dulcimer. You pluck it with your fingers. And well, I was going to demonstrate it, but it got out of tune, and it takes a big, strong man to tune it, and I can't get it done. So I'll have to use the auto harp instead. And I wanted to tell you about this song, Hull's Victory. You remember in the War of 1812, they had the Battle of the Constitution and the Guerriere, and the Constitution, which was called Old Ironsides by its sailors because they loved it so much, won the battle. And General Hull was the man who was the captain of it. And this is the story of Hull's Victory. And as my grandfather sang it, and I told the people this morning that my grandfather was a great ballad singer in his own right, and he came from the southern mountains of northwestern Pennsylvania. You have often heard it told how the British seem to bold to thrash the fires of France by Heaton and Neo. Oh, they never met their match till the Yankees say the catch, for the Yankee fires are fighting harder than Neo. Oh, the Guerriere's of old on the ocean foam and gold, commanded by Proud Baker the Grand Neo. Where the stories of British grow as a rammer ever knew, they could thrash the French. 2-1 from Canada. Said Baker, who is true, let us see what we can do. If we can take the Yankee ship, it will be dandy. You can do it in 30 minutes if you do it in the score. Why, I'll give you all an extra round of brandy. When this Britain opened you, said Hull and do as you. Prepare yourselves for action, let's be handy. On the weather gauge, now get her, and to make the last fight better, why, he gave them all an extra round, gave them the sometimes water mix the brandy on. The first broadside report laid her rigging to the board, which made that lofty Briton look abandoned known. And proud Jager deep beside, and the hills will ten and cry, God, I didn't know the Yankee first a handy on. Our second goal so well, that is the foreign main myself, which bought that British ship in Newport handy on. And proud Jager deep beside, and he said, oh boys, we're done. And our drummer struck up Yankee Doodle handy on. When proud Jager came on board to deliver up his sword, he was loath to give it up, but was a handy on. Say, you may keep your swords at home, but you've got to keep it down. So cheer up, alive and as you have some brandy on. Come drink and dry and out, let's fill our glasses full, right merrily we'll toss about the brandy on. Johnny Bull may be faint, hold you still, let the world say what it will. For the Yankees are fighting on the dandy on.
I think it's wonderful that she'd take the trouble to come. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much. And we'll hear from her again before the festival is over. Now, one of my favorite folk singers, and I don't care whether you like him or not, he's a longtime friend, is Stevie Steadum. And he's going to sing the Alla Rose of Texas.
Texas, I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, nobody, only me. She cried so when I left her, it like it broke my heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part. She's the sweetest rose of color a fella ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Give me talk about your dearest maids and sing oh, asleep. But the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Where the Rio Grande is flowing, where stars are shining bright. We walked along the river on a quiet summer night. She said, if you remember, we parted long ago. You promised to come back again and never leave me so. She's the sweetest rose of color a fella ever knew. Her eyes were bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Talk about you, dearest maids, and sing of Rosalie. But the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Oh, I'm going back to find her. My heart is full of woe. We'll sing the songs together we sang so long ago. She said, if you remember, we parted long ago. You promised to come back again and never leave me so. She's the sweetest rose of color a fella ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. The two. Give me talk about your dearest maids and sing of Rosalie. But the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee.
And you see, they like you too. Sarah Dudley Brown hasn't been here in about 3 years, have you?
Well, 2 years.
2 years ago. And she's grown up. Isn't she lovely? She's going to sing a Stephen Foster song for us, Beautiful Dreamer. And before she sings it, I want to tell you that she has won a $6,000 scholarship to Rollins College. Are you going to study music?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I'd like to sing for you, Beautiful Dreamer.
Thank you.
throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
I forgot to tell you that Sarah is from Eustis and represents Lake County this afternoon. Here's Cousin Ed Fleming, whom you've seen all around in his homemade palmetto hat, and with his friend Cousin Jim Luce, and they're going to sing a song. I'll let them tell you all about it.
First, you know that this magnificent folk festival is sponsored jointly by the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission and the Florida Folk Festival Association. And we're selling memberships at $2 a year in this association over a little booth over here. If any of you would like to put $2 toward the advertising and other things that go into the folk festival. We're also trying to build up a registry of folk singers, and we have a list over there and like to get the names and addresses. That's all my announcements right now.
All right.
And we'd like to sing. It's on the program. We're going to sing Old Sinner Man, but we noticed that was sung last year, so we thought we'd like to do one differently. And we wondered if the rest of folk singers, if y'all would come in with us, it's going to be in the seat. I'm on my way. Okay? I'm on my way. Now, we want you all to come in on this one, and let's hear you. Now, the chorus goes like this. I'm on my way to freedom's land.
To freedom land.
I'm on my way to freedom's land. I'm on my way to freedom's land. I'm on my way. Great God, I'm on my way. Now let's hear everybody.
Come in on the response.
I'm on my way. To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
On my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way. Great God, I'm on my way.
The words aren't hard, you can do it.
Go ahead, Jim, take a verse.
I
ask my brother
to come with me.
To come with me.
I ask my brother.
I ask my brother
to come with me.
To come with me.
I ask my brother
to come with me. I'm on my way, great God, I'm on my way. Everybody, I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
freedom's land. I'm on my way. To freedom's land. I'm on my way. Great God, I'm on my way.
Let's hear the hand clapping on this beat now. It's very simple. One. That's the way. Now we're getting there.
I asked my boss to let me go. I asked my boss to let me go. I'm on my way. Great God, I'm on my way.
Take it, Jim.
I'm on my way, and I won't be back. I'm on my way, and won't turn back. I'm on my way.
Let's hear the voices.
Now, come on.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land. I'm on my way. Great God,
I'm on my way. Again. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To freedom's land.
To freedom's land.
I'm on my way.
Great God,
I'm on my way.
Marty? No. Excuse me. Bob, what are you going to do for us this afternoon? This is cousin Bob Pavitt from Sarasota, who needs no introduction.
It's all there. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I tell you what I was going to do since Ruth Neal didn't show up. I was going to do Buffalo Boy. But I'll do Donna later on. A lot of the people who attend the Folk Festival regularly know Ruth Neal from Gainesville, who is a real fine folk singer with a real good voice. And Ruth and I have done this song together several times up here. And one year when Ruth wasn't here, I did it alone. And it was so much fun, I've been doing it ever since. This is called Buffalo Boy.
When we gonna marry, marry, marry? When we gonna marry, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon it'll be next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. Reckon it'll be next Sunday, that is, if the weather is good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding?
No, that's the wrong line. My wife spotted it, but she can't yell loud enough from up there.
How you gonna come to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring the ox cart, the ox cart, the ox cart. Reckon I'll bring the ox cart, that is, if the weather is good.
You come in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy. Why don't you come in the buggy, dear old Buffalo Boy?
The ox won't ride in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy. Ox won't ride in the buggy, not even if the weather is good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, Buffalo Boy?
but I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. Reckon I'll bring the kiddies, that is, if the weather is good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. Didn't know you had no children, dear old Buffalo boy.
Oh, yes, I've got five children, five children, five children. Yes, I've got five children, maybe six if the weather is good.
Well, there isn't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. Isn't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather is good.
I had a very special request from Cousin Thelma, which I like to honor, because I always like to come up, and she won't invite me back if I don't do her request. And Dr. Morris, Dr. Alton Morris at the university, published a book some years ago called Folk Songs in Florida. And it's a very excellent book, and there's quite a collection of some very fine songs in it. And one of them involves the Miami Beach hurricane of 1926, I believe, if memory serves me right. I was just a young feller then. And I was always hoping for a hurricane to come blowing through so I could write a song about it. And finally one did. And it wasn't very nice, but I wrote a song anyway because I had always said I was going to. And this song is called Donna in Florida. In the year of 1960, on September 8th it came. 'Twas the warning from Miami of a mighty hurricane. She had plowed through Puerto Rico, leaving ruins in her wake, and they couldn't be quite certain of the course that she might take. On the ninth, it started looking like the Keys would get a blow, and the people got to thinking of a place where they could go. Many went up to Dade County, others fled to Lauderdale. Just a few remained in Marathon to face the howling gale. Just before the stroke of midnight, screaming winds began to blow, and the last remaining wind gauge clocked the speed at 160. But that hurricane pushed onward, and by morning's early light, Monroe County was a shambles, little Marco was in sight. She struck hard at Collier County and Fort Myers on her way, and the storm flag started flying even north of Tampa Bay. Punta Gorda was the next place that began to feel her wrath, and then Sarasota County lay directly in her path. Manatee and Orange County were hit hard as she swung east, and she headed for Daytona like a wild and snarling beast. She went back in the Atlantic, headed north for Caroline, and on Sunday the 11th, God's bright sun began to shine. When they counted up the damage, it came to a fearful toll. But Floridians in general have a pioneering soul. We have built this state to greatness, and we've not a mind to roam. We'll be damned if any hurricane can drive us from our home. Thank you.
Well, I guess under the circumstances, I'll invite you back right now. And I do hope you're going to stay with us tonight. You're going to get out and spend the night. Oh my. Oh. And then there's Marty Schumann, whose partners deserted him, but that's all right. He picked up some more. And what are you going to do for us, Marty?
Is this working?
I'm sure.
I'd like to do two numbers.
One.
One?
Yeah, one.
It's two on the program. Right.
Okay, well, we'll see. Well. We'll see how good they are.
Well, this first is a medley of three hoedown numbers from the Southern Mountains. First one is Flop-Eared Mule, the second is Old Joe Clark, and third, Cripple Creek.
And I guess under the circumstances, I'll let you sing Sailor on the Deep Blue Sea if you let us sing it with you.
Okay.
All right.
I'd try this one, and you can all join in the chorus if you know it. It was on one summer's evening, just about the hour of three, that my darling up and left me for to sail upon the deep blue sea. Well, he promised to write me a letter. He promised to write to me. But I have not heard from the darling since he sailed upon the deep blue sea. Oh, yes, my he got drowned in the deep blue sea. Go and tell my friends and relations, that's the last they'll see of me. For I'm going to end my sorrows by drowning in the deep blue sea.
I think it was wonderful of you to come, even if your partners let you down. Now, I believe our buck dancer didn't get here this afternoon, but our friends Winifred and Jake Moon did. You going to sing for us right now? All right. Winifred has collected folk songs all her life, and Jake has collected spirituals, and they make a fine team.
Thank you so much. All right. Oh, Cousin Thelma always wants me to sing one song with the harp, and so I have to do that alone. So, Cousin Thelma, we'll try to keep it. Cousin Thelma?
I'm listening.
We'll try to keep the time down. If Jake can sing another one with me with the guitar, maybe.
That'll be fine.
Good. It's a small Irish harp. It's the smallest one of the Irish harps. This is the one that you see on the flag. And it's called a knee harp because it sits on your knee. Oh. I'm going to sing a Tennessee Mountain song for you. I wish I was a red rosy bush by the banks of a lonesome sea. And every time my sweetheart passed, she would pick a rose off of me. I wish I lived in a lonesome old holler where the sun thank you. okay? All right, all right. Cousin Thelma has asked us to sing a spiritual that we have sung nearly every year that we've been here, but somebody always requests it. And so since she's requested it this time, we can't fail to sing it. By the way, this is our 8th folk festival. I feel sort of like Charlie Weaver when he says, "These are my people." I'm going to tell you that I asked my husband to do the gestures with this. The gnats are terrible. We learned this from a group of little colored children, and we're going to sing it just like they sang it, and he will do the gestures. Sister, you ought to been there. Oh, sister, you ought to been there. Sister, you ought to been there when the love come trickling down. Oh, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given when the love come trickling down. Oh, brother, you ought to been there. Oh, brother, you ought to been there. Brother, you ought to been there. Shall be open, ask, and it shall be given when the love come trickling down.
Folk singers are a crafty lot. They slip in behind your back if you don't go ahead and say, "All right." You know, that's like saying, "Mama, give me a nickel." And one appeared here unheralded. Sid Gerard. I don't know what in the world he does down at the University of Florida, but I know he folk sings for fun, and so he's going to sing us a quickie.
French-Canadian culture to the Florida Folk Festival. When I was a college student, I traveled on a carnival, and we went all across Canada, and we had a lot of French-Canadian students, and one of the first things they taught us students from Toronto was the football and hockey yell of their school, and it went something like this. Carabin, siska, carabin, siska, carabin, 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 bim, bam, zuska, zaska, zaska. Ra, 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 zis, boom, ra.
There's a French student drinking song that came to French Canada and got corrupted into Canadian French. If any of you remember any of your high school French, you won't understand the song that I'm going to sing, because I'm going to sing it in French-Canadian patois. J'aime la jambon et la saucisse. J'aime la jambon, c'est bon. J'aimerais mieux le cœur de ma Clarisse. J'aime la jambon et la saucisse. J'aime la jambon, c'est bon. Et un petit coup, oui, 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 un petit coup, tra-la-la, et un petit coup, ça fait du bien. Et un petit coup, oui, 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 un petit coup, tra-la-la, et un petit coup, ça fait du bien. Allons au bois, ma mayonnette. Allons au bois, nous deux. Nous cuirons des fleurs de violette. Allons au bois, ma mayonnette. Allons au bois, nous deux. Et un petit coup, oui, 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 un petit coup, tra-la-la, et un petit coup, ça fait du bien. Et un petit coup, oui, 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 un petit coup, tra-la-la, et un petit coup, ça fait du bien.
almost overlooked Cousin Bobby Steger. I didn't mean to. Will you come forward now? He sang John Henry better than syrup and sweet potatoes today. What are you going to sing for us this time?
I think I'd like to try a lullaby here. It came out of the days of slavery, I believe, when the Negro nurses took care of the white children. And it's called some various names, among them All the Pretty Little Horses, or Hushaby, so forth. But this is it. Says some, this last verse in this is quite gruesome, and there's some theories as to how it came about. It's a verse and a line in there, something about the bees and the butterflies pecking out its eyes. One of the theories is that the Negro mammy sang this to the white children because she had to stay there and take care of the white children, and hers were left just to their own. Hushaby, oh, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. Way down yonder in the meadow, there's a poor little lambie. The bees and the butterflies pecking out its eyes. Poor little thing, crying, mammy. Hushaby, oh, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. Thank you very much.
You're going to be with us tonight, aren't you, Cousin Bobby? You're going to be with us tonight. Oh, well, it'll keep. It'll keep. Did I overlook anybody? Well, you see, we could just go on and on and on, but daylight's burning, and we have, some extra special treats, so we'll excuse you for now. Representing Ybor City and Tampa, we're so honored to have her here again, Linda Joyce Barcia, who will dance the tarantella. And you'll notice what your program says about it. Olden times in Italy, when someone was bitten by a tarantula, They believe the fast movements of the body cause the person to rid himself of the poison through perspiration. And it developed into this beautiful dance. Linda Joyce Barcia. She's going to dance for us tonight, and I know you'll be glad. Manning, I didn't mean to skip you. Skipper Lockett comes every year, one of the true chanters. He's going to do the Rainbow Springs chant for us that's handed down from boat driver to boat driver at beautiful Rainbow Springs. He's been here, oh, how many times have you been here, Skipper? And you brought a boat.
Brought a boat with me. Yes,
isn't
ma'am.
That fine?
I just brought this boat up here so the people could see it. Now, I'm